Running AI on hardware you own, got a manifesto this week, and the models to make it real.
It's Friday, July 3rd. Here's the rundown. How the right to local intelligence went from a slogan to something you can download, and the privacy law forcing the issue.
A manifesto went up this week at righttointelligence.org, arguing that access to capable AI you run yourself is turning into a civil liberty, not a consumer product. On most weeks, that reads as activist branding ahead of reality.
This week, it trended right next to a working guide for running frontier-class models locally. The argument and the how-to arrived the same day. The slogan is early. The capability under it is not.
And it's the same run of news we've been covering. An open model caught Claude 9 days ago. Sonnet 5 cut agent prices Tuesday. Kimi and GLM landed inside developer tools Wednesday. Stack those and you get a model you can download, run on one workstation, and point at your own code, close enough to the frontier for real work.
The other half is why anyone would bother. And the week supplied that too. Virginia banned the sale of geolocation data outright. Scott Aronson, not a man given to alarms, wrote about an American privacy emergency.
Concede the obvious first. Most people will never run a local model. Convenience beats principle almost every time. A right nobody exercises is just a slogan.
Fair. Now the finer cut. A hospital that legally can't send patient notes to a cloud model can now run a capable one inside the building. For health, law, finance, any regulated shop, local stops being a hobby and becomes compliance.
Name the category right, and you see the closed lab's exposure. The metered API sells intelligence over the wire, which works until the data you'd send is data you're bound to keep home.
Every regulated buyer who wakes up to that is a customer the API can't fully serve, and an on-prem open wait can. Cheap capable waits plus a privacy mandate is how on-prem inference goes from a niche to a purchase order.
For builders in a regulated vertical, on-prem open model deployment is a feature you can sell this quarter, not a research project. The guides to stand one up are on the same page as the manifesto.
For everyone else, you'll keep calling an API because it's easier, and that's fine. But the leverage in any vendor negotiation is a credible ability to walk. For the first time, that ability is a download.
To the tape, lighter today.
We moved AMD to a watch on this. Local and on-prem inference favors accessible silicon outside the data center, and AMD spans that range from workstation parts to its accelerators.
We're also watching Anthropic, low conviction. The metered API model is the least able to serve data that legally can't leave the building. They have private cloud options that soften it, which is why it's a watch and not a short.
The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice.
Quick break, two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally. Secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full wire, free, every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev.
Our call.
Within 6 months, at least one venture-backed company raises $20 million or more explicitly to sell on-prem or local deployment of open frontier models to regulated industries, on the promise the data never leaves the customer.
What proves us wrong? If by January 3rd, no such raise has happened on a data sovereignty pitch.
A year ago, running capable AI inside your own walls existed only in theory. This week it's real, and the people who need it most are the ones the metered API can least serve. That's the rundown.